We will not go after our Kromim. Rashi is Kroim Alo Mosu Lo Nifne Zerach HaKromim. And we pray Shon Elech Dem. Kromim Tem Ron Elech Derech Kavusha. We won't go on the main road. We won't go back to our bed completely. Just a little bit. So he answered back, we won't do the route we did, but they didn't do Tshuva Shleima then. Though Ashrever, might have said, what the prophet say, Lapid Buz, Le Ashtus, Shannon, Mechon Lemeya De Rego, that they slipped, and their feet went down, Mechon Lemeya De Rego, Melamed, Shoye Meyach Ha Tzadik Mechichosem, Meyach the Tzadik was warning the door, telling them, the Yomelahem, Dvorim Shem Koshim Kalapidim, he was telling them hard words like a torch, he was telling them. What did they do back to Meyach? They were Mavaza, they made fun of Meyach. Omrimah, they said back to Meyach, Zokain, you old person, Teva Zul Omer, what are you busy making a Teva? It took Meyach 120 years to build the Teva. And it took so long that he was telling the people, I'm building it because there's going to be a marble soon. So they were making fun of him. Meyach, the old person, what are you taking so long? What are you building the Teva for? Omrimah, Meyach answered back, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mezi Aleichem Es HaMavel. What do you mean? I'm telling you, Hashem is going to bring a marble. You're doing such riches here, Hashem is going to bring a marble. Omru, they said, Mabul Shamai. What kind of marble is he going to bring? Let's see. In Mabul Shalosh, if we'll throw down fire from Shemayim, we're not afraid of that. Yesh Lono Dovrech, we have something. The Alisa Shemot's name is Alisa. It's fireproof. So put a big shield of this Alisa over the whole world, and we'll protect ourselves from the fire. So we're not afraid of Hashem. Yeah. You're right. It's a fireproof material. The Im Shomayim, what can you do? Bring down water? Who may be in minoris, if the water was coming from the world, means the mayonis, the wells, will overflow. Who may be Yeshlonu Ashisha Shobazim. We have a beautiful sheet of metal. Shonu Mechafen Dem, Eseret, will cover up our ground, and that will hold down the water. The water would not be able to come through our metal, so Hashem can't get us by overflowing the water. V'yemina Shemayim Levi, may do decide to bring down rain from Shemayim. That's what Hashem will do. So they weren't afraid of that either. They said, Yesh Tam Adopah, we have something, the Okash Shemayim. That's the name of it. The Yamina, some say Okash Shemayim. Its name is Okash. That could protect us from water. A big umbrella we have. We have a big tent. We'll put a big umbrella down over the universe, and it'll stop the water. That's the way they were making fun. They would be mevazeh meyach. That's what we're showing to do. Amar lehem, who mevi midein akfer lagrechem. So meyach answered back to him, you know where he's going to bring it? From in between your feet. Like you did with showing the way you're talking, it's going to come like in front of your nose. In between your feet, that's where the mob is going to come and you'll see, and you won't be able to protect yourself. Shem, it says the pasuk, mochel lemayade regulus, prepare to come between your feet. Tanya, we learned, Mabul, the waters of the Mabul, Koshim Keshichva Zera, was hard, was thick, like Shichva Zera. Wasn't normal water, it was thick water. Shemit says, Nochon Lemoyde Rego, the parents for things that come out of your Rego, means the Shichva Zera. Omer Ev Chizda, the race can kukulu, they did Chatoim when they were hot, that means they had Znus, they let out the Zera, is therefore kukulu the Avera, they did the Avera with Znus, or the race can idainu, that the water that came down was boiling hot water. Sivaka says over there, by Yeshaychu Amayim, the water cooled down. Look, Sivaka says over there, V'chamas Hamayim Shchocha. That, Shchocha. V'chamas Hamela Shchocha. That the anger of the king quieted down. So it means there also, the heat quieted down, here also, the waters cooled down. That the waters were boiling hot. That's what it says, Vayihir it was, L'shivat HaYamin, after 7 days, V'mei HaMabul HoYalor, it was the Mabul. Ma Tivom Shal Shivat HaYamin, what's special about these 7 days here? On the Rav, the Rav says, Eilu Yimei Avelus Shemus HaShalach. We learned before that Hashem says he can't bring the Mabul until he takes away this one tzaddik, he took away this Shalach. So those 7 days was his Yimei Avelus. The Lamecha comes to teach us, Shaspedon Shatzadikim Matvin as the Pronius. And the some of those 7 days they were saying Haspedim. They're saying eulogies over Mr. Shelach. So that was Megan, that protected them, that stopped the Pronius from coming. It wasn't enough that Hashem took them away, but the Hashem had to wait another 7 days till they stopped saying the Haspedim. Lovely. The Rach, another Pshat is Lishivas Shashino Alema Kodesh Baruch Hu, say the Bracious. that Kodesh Baruch Hu changed around from them those 7 days to say that the actions of the Bereshis. Those days the sun came up from the west side and went down on the east side. That's to scare them, to show them we mean business, things are coming. And still it didn't help. The Rech, another pshat is, Shekov Olam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zman Gadol. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a long time. Like Merich was preparing the Teva for 120 years. Rashi says, Betchil HaMelem V'yomav Meyav Yesem Shana. That he gave them a long time to do tshuva. V'yachakach Zman Kot, and then he gave them another short period of 7 days, the last 7 days, he warned them a second time. The Rach, another pshat is, Shiva Tayomim Shehitim Me'ein Olam Habo, that they had a little taste then of how it will be in Olam Habo, Kedei Sheyedo Ma Toiva Monomhem, that they should know what greatness they lost. Like, if they would have done Shuva then, they would have been Zerkot Olam Habo. So Hashem gave them a little taste of Olam Habo, that they'll know now what they're losing, what they're missing out by not doing Shuva. Mikol Abheima Torah, the Pesuk says, from all the Behemoth HaTorah, Tikach Mekor, Shiva Shiva. You should bring into the Teva 7. Ish V'Yishtoi, a pair. For the Gemara, Ishus L'Behemim Yishtoi, what's the notion of Ish V'Yishtoi? Do they get married? Do they have a Chuppah Chasna? What's called Ishtoi? Ishtoi means your wife, you get married. Do they make a marriage for the animals? What's the notion of Ishtoi? So Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, the Pesuk means to teach us that these that came in, Amar Rav Yenison, may Oysam Shloi Nevda Bem Aveira. These were the special animals that did not do a chet from before. Even though we had before all the animals, Hishka's whole basar, but there were a few animals that did not do Averis. So those few are the ones that came to the table. You know, Yodif, so how did Meach know which one did Averis, which one did not do? How did he know? Meach Yodam, on Rav Chizda, Shaviran, Lefnei HaTeva, that all the animals passed by the Teva. So it was like this. Kol Shateva, Kol Tosai, any one of the Teva itself took in, the Yaduash, the Nedurim, the Hemavera. That the Teva itself pulled it in. As if to say, the Teva invited the animal in. You come in, the Teva itself started to talk. It was clear, it pulled the animals in. So, Anechmu, they're okay. The Kol Shein HaTeva, Kol Tosai, other ones the Teva did not let in, the Yaduash, the Nedurim, it was an S. But the Teva itself showed Noach which ones will let Nevdu Bavera. Rabbi Avu Omar, may Oysan Haboyim Aleim. No, they walked in themselves. You did not even need the Teva. It was a nest that those animals walked in themselves. But a little bit different of a nest. It was a bigger nest. You didn't need the Teva saying, you come. They didn't get invitations. They walked in by themselves. Tosh says, Asay Lucha Teva, Atse Goifer. My Goifer, what's Goifer? Omar Rav Ada, Omar Devei Rav Shela, Zu Mibliga. This type of a tree. The Yarmulah, some say gulmish, this type of a tree. It's a different type of a tree, strong wood. Soya Tasla Teva, make a window for the Teva. Some Rabbi Yechon, Omulah Kodesh Baruch Lameach. Kfar Bo Avonim Teva. It doesn't mean literally a window, but it means put there good sharp stones. Avonim Teva, some Magolius pearls and diamonds. Kedei Shiyo Me'irois Lehem Kitzarayim. The diamonds should shine for you like the afternoon. The Alama Techalenu, Malala on top of the Teva came tight, close, became like a point on top to an Amma. The Baruch Yehuda Kaima, that's the way it will stand. In other words, there'll be a big marble water coming down, there'll be a flat roof, the water would cave in the roof. So how to make the roof come up to a point that now the water would just slide down to the sides. That's the way the Teva would stay. It says Tachtiyim Shnei Mishlishim, that's three levels. Tasa. Tore went like this, Tachtiyim, the bottom level, Lezevu, that was for the garbage. Emtsoyim, the middle level, that was the behemoth. El Yoinim Liyodim, the top level, that was for men. It says, Vayishlach Esor, the end Noach sent out the Yor of the Raven. Is Omri Selah, Omri Eslokish, Tshuva Nitzchis, Hashivu Orev Lenoach. The Orev had a good complaint against Noach. Omallah, he said to him, Omallah, Rab Chosaneni, my own master hates me, Vyatasana Sainin, you also hate me. Rab Chosnein, my master hates me, Minatorim Shiva, Minatimeim Shnayim, like he was a Tameya. So how come Hashem only brought two? Like for the Torim, Hashem brought in seven. So Mashmah Hashem also doesn't like me. But Viyata, you also, Sinatan, you also hate me, Sha'ata Maniach me Min Shiva, like how come you're sending me out? Other animals, the Min Tahoira, you have seven of them.
V'sholach, and you're only sending the minshnayim. Somebody like me, the others, there's only two of us here. And Plager, be sure, what's going to happen? Star Chama. What's going to happen if I go fly out of the Teva and the star of the Chama, the sun will burn me? Or Star Tina, the cold will kill me? L'nim soilam chos abriyachas. The world will be missing a Nairuf. Elamai, you don't care about me. That's what the Arab had a good complaint against Noach. How come you're sending me? There were only two. Send one of the behemoth Torahs that there are seven. Let a Oif Tor fly out. Let a dog fly out. Maybe you are my wife. Maybe that's what you want. That's what you're sending me away for. Oh my Lord, so Noach said back, Russia. You Russia. Demutali Nefali. Madach, my own wife now throughout this life in the Teva. Throughout the Mabel was also Batashmish. The Nestle Lakoshka and your mate, if it's also for me anyway, for sure I don't want him. Well, the Nestle, how do we know that Noach was also Batashmish in the Teva? The Siva says, Lubosa Lateva, Ato, Benecho, Vishtacho, Meshe, Benecho, Itcho. Well, the Siva says, Same in the Teva, Ato, Vishtacho, Benecho, Meshe, Benecho, Itoch. Why does the Lashon say? Lashon say, Mashma, that now go out, now you have the Heter of Tashmish. But when you're inside the Teva, then Tashmish is also to live with your wife. Yom Rabbi Yechanan. Mikan Shomru, here we learn out Shenesru b'Tashmish Hamita. That in the Teva it was also to have Tashmish Hamita. Tana Rabbanan in the Brisa though Shloisha Shimshu b'Teva. There were three people that did live together with a mate in the Teva. The Kulam Loko, they all received punishment. Kelev, a dog, lived with its mate. The Erev, the raven, and the Chum, and Noach's oldest son Chum also lived with his wife. Kelev Niksha was tied up. That was his punishment. Not sure what this means. He was tied up. Where we? Very good. Could be. Could be.
He's on a leash for all time.
Could be. Oirev rake. Oirev rake. They spit at him. Not sure what that means either. But Cham like to be Oirev. Cham was hit with his skin. Yeah.
Rashi became dark.
Came dark. Rashi says she yatsu menu kush. Kush came out from him. Yeah.
Right.
Or Rashi says rake means raikika. Rashi says rake means it's called the words raikik zera mipiv lepiya shemekeva. That's the way he lives with his mate. He lives with his mate is that he spits his zera into her. That was the klola, the curse of the earth. And chum means it became a shratza. Yeah. Right. Vayishlach es hayir, and then he sent out the yayinim eater from him, liroi sakala amayim, did the water stop. Omrib yirmiya, mikan she dirosa shalayfais toyreis ima tzadikim. That the birds term they live with tzadikim. Because what Shbihinai, no, because Rashi says, Mita means Gam Arif, like Siv Mitai. By the Arif, it doesn't say Mitai. Only by the Yoina. Mashma the Yoina, he lived with Noach. Vinai Allah Zayat Tabafiya. A leaf of the olive tree was in his mouth. Omri Ablaza. Omri Yoina, Noach, Kodesh, Baruch, Rabbanu Shalom. Yiyah mizaynoisai merurim kizayit. It's worth it for me that my panasa, my food, should be bitter like an olive, but umesurim biyoscha should be given over to you. You should be the one that's going to feed me. V'yayiyah mesukim kidvash, but should not be even sweet like honey, umesurim biyadvosav adam, that it should be up to people to feed me. I'd rather you, Hashem, take care of me. Versus my mashma, how do we see this? The high torah lishna de mizayin. I don't know, torah here means food. The chsiv, it says, achifeni lechem chukai. The Mishmachosayim Yosum in the Teva. They went out from the Teva of families. Omri Rav Yechden. The Mishmachosayim V'loi Hein. Sure what this means. The side it says Kosei B'Hashem V'loi Yodah Pirusha Yivayim Mashur. Rashi says Mishmachosayim Yosum in the Teva Alma Kol Chad Chavaz Layatzim Mehoyah L'hoyah Oichlim Kulon B'o B'Sechod Elo Mishpachos Hoyah Shuriyin. They didn't eat together, mashallah, they ate separately. Right, Omer Rav Chama Bar Bizna, Omer Le Eliezer, L'Shem Rova. Eliezer, that's Eved Avram, said to the Shem, that's the Rabbah, the oldest son of Noach. Siv, it says, Mishpachasayim Yotzum in a Teva. Osan Hechim Hevisin. How did you live inside the Teva? Omer Le, so he answered back inside the Teva, Tzar God Lo Yilad, it was very hot for us in the Teva. The Teva. There your creature, an animal, Shadaka, Lechila B'yoyim, Hechelun B'yoyim. An animal that was supposed to eat by daytime, we had to feed him by daytime. Shadaka lechila balayla, chalena balayla. He's supposed to eat at nighttime, we fed him at nighttime. Hai zikisa, this type of an animal, loyhevi yoda, abba. My father Noach did not know when to feed him. We didn't know when his feeding time is. didn't know what his food was either. Yomachod, one time, have Yosef a kapoli reminder, he was peeling a pomegranate. Nofo tolasa minei, and a worm fell out from the pomegranate. And ochlo, and the zik, the kosa, this animal ate it. So mikanjel, for now on, noech knew what he likes to eat. Have he govule, chizra, kimaslo yochlo. And when it became, we took food together, when it became wormy, he gave the worms to this animal to eat. Ari, a lion, ashisa, zinsa, was satisfied from its heat. The Yom Rav, loibotsu mishisa, not less than six, loitzvei mitleser, zina ashisa, not less than 6 days, not more than 13 days, he could satisfy you. As a person is sick, has temperature, he doesn't...
All right, turn over.
Shisa zinsa was satisfied from its heat. The Yom Rav, loibotsu mishisa, not less than six, loitzvei mitleser, zina ashisa, not less than 6 days, not more than 13 days, he could satisfy you. As a person is sick, has temperature, he does not eat that much. Or shino, another type of an animal. Rashi says, oif, a type of a bird. Ashkechinu, my father found him. Tegoni b'sato d'tavusim, sitting on the side of a box. Omalei, on the side of the teva. Omalei lebois mzang, don't you need food to eat? Omalei chazischa devitrida. I saw that you know you're very busy now. Amina leyasarchucha. He was a mensch. He said, I don't want to bother you now, Noach. I see you're so busy feeding everybody. I'm not going to bother you. Omalei yeravos leTomas. And Noach gave him a bracha. You should be zeichah not to die. Shemit says, V'yomer amkini agav lekechol arba yamin. Omar Rav Chana bar Levoi. Omar Shem Rabba Eliezer. That Shem, the oldest son of Noach, said to Eliezer, Eved Avram, listen, you asked me how it was in the Teva, let me ask you. Ki osu alaycho malche mizruch amarev. When the big Malachim, four Malachim, came to fight against Avram, osu nechi avisu, how did you and Avram win over the four big Malachim? Omalei, so Eliezer answered back, I said, Kodesh Baruch Hu le'Avram, Kodesh Baruch Hu came to Avram, v'yoisvim yimini, put him in his right hand, v'ushadin and ofra, and together they threw dirt, v'v'charbu gilei v'v'giri, that the dirt that Avram threw at them turned into be bullets, turned into be knives and arrows. Shneimer says, mizmodav niyom Hashem adoni, shev yimini, ad oshis oivim hadoim l'raglecha. Uksiva says, miyom yimizrach, tzedek yikru l'raglov, Yitlofon of Goyim Olochem Yerud Yitenkov, it means Yitenkov for Charaboy Kakash Nodav Kashtoy. That their dirt turns into be like swords. That's the way Avram went to fight the Molochim. It was a nest that he took dirt, and the dirt that he found he threw at them, and that turned into becoming ammunition. This is the famous Maisa, Nochem Ish Gamzu. There was a person called Nochem Ish Gamzu. What was his Loshin? Because Heavy Ruggle, used to, he was Ruggle, that the whole the Heavy Stalkele, whatever happened to him, any instance he was in, he was always happy. He always said, Gamzul Lataiva, whatever happens to me, it's Bashert, it's Vinashemayim, it'll only be for the good. He was always a big, Bitachin Hashem. So Yom Echada, one day it happened, Boy Yisrael is Dure Dern Lekaiser. The Jews had to send a present to the king. So Amri, they were afraid to send it to him. Who knows if the king will accept it or not. Mistama, that the king was angry at the Jews, and now the Jews wanted to calm him down, so they took a chance, they wanted to send him a present. So they were afraid to bring him the present. So the Jews said, Amri Badon, between